Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. After covering al-ulu and isnad, the high asanid with shorter chains, whether it's closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or closer to one of the imma of hadith, Ibn Hajar Asqalani brings a subject in a nuzha that most people don't appreciate. When we talk about mustalah al-hadith and the science of hadith, when we're talking about sahih and da'if and hasan and you know maybe even mawquf and marfu', everybody's on it. Most people who study nukhba or nuzha, nuzhatul nadr, yani which is what we're studying, which is the sharh of nukhbatul fikr. In the beginning part of the book, they're good. You get to the last part of the book, they're lost. People like myself who are interested in actually researching asanid and rawat and right in this subject, this is the most important part, is the last part of the book. Because it gives you practical implementation of how to look at a sanad and evaluate. In fact, the last part of Nushatul Nadr is a little bit away from Mustalah al-Hadith as it is. Because Mustalah al-Hadith is really the science of classification of ahadith. Istalah, the terminology used to classify a hadith. Here he's going to talk about some of the practical tools, and after this he will even get into a little bit of jarh wa ta'deel. But this is important, and I'm going to try to simplify it to make it easy for those who may not be well versed in the science but want to know what is the practical implementation of some of this. فقال المؤلف, the مؤلف says, فإن تشارك الراوي, يعني if the rawi shares من روى عنه, from the one who narrates from him, في سني, in age, or in the luqya, yani in as who they met and who they didn't, and the time period that they were in, fal aqran. So this is a type of, we'll talk about it inshallah, I'm just reading a part of the matan first. This is a type of classification of a chain where you have narrators that have some characteristics that are in common, and this is called aqran. وَإِنْ رَوَى كُلِّ مِنْهُمَا عَنَ الْآخِرِ فَالدَّبَّاجِ. Now you have idbaj, which we'll talk about. Mudabbaj is the term used for the actual type of hadith. If each one of them reports from the other, what does that mean? In one sanad, for example, Shad reports from Abdurrahman. So here, as we discussed earlier, who is the Shaykh? Abdurrahman. Who is the Rawi? Shad. He reports from him. But sometimes what happens is, in another sanad, Abdurrahman reports from Shad. Now who's the Shaykh? Shad. Who's the Rawi? Abdurrahman. So now, this is a type of checking. Mudabbaj is what it's called. Idbaj, we'll talk about what that really means and what all they have in there. Tayyib, so let me explain a little bit now. What does it mean first that if the narrators share some of the same characteristics? As Ibn Hajar Asqalani, he explains in Nuzhatul Nadr. He says this is a type of hadith or sanad that's called aqran. This is a particular science. And that's when each one of the contemporaries report from the other, then that is mudabbaj. This is mudabbaj. Idbaj is what it's called. And this is more specific. So what does he say? Ibn Hajar says something very interesting. He goes, every mudabbaj is aqran, but not every aqran is mudabbaj. They memorize that. Every mudabbaj hadith is aqran, but not every aqran hadith is mudabbaj. And then he mentions that Imam Ad-Darqutni, Imam Al-Hafiz Ad-Darqutni, amazing, amazing scholar, especially if you study ilal and hadith, he's well known. So he's saying he wrote a book on this, and this is a book called Al-Mudabbaj by Ad-Darqutni. I have a manuscript of it. It's very, very beneficial work. And Abu Sheikh Al-Isfahani, he wrote a book on the Aqran, Rawayat al-Aqran. And this is a style of Ibn Hajar, that this is a beginning text. Even Nushatul Nadr, which is a sharh of Nukhba, is still a beginning text. So he's giving you other books to to further research these subjects. If you want to know more about the subject, then you can look up these books. Tayyib. So what does it mean? When the sheikh reports from his rawi. Tayyib, when we talk about a sheikh in hadith, who is that? The one who reports the hadith. The one who hears the hadith and reports from him is a rawi. Then it is true that each one of them now is reporting from the other. But would you consider that mudabbaj? So here he says in this there is khilaf. And you could argue on this issue. Ibn Hajar Asqalani says there is khilaf. He says, according to him, what is adhar, what is apparent, is that this is not called mudabbaj. Because it is the reporting from a senior, from the akbar min al-azghar. And that's a type in hadith that we'll discuss later. So what does he say? That don't consider a hadith where a sheikh who is an actual teacher of a student reports a hadith from his student, that's not called mudabbaj. Tayyib? He says because tadbij is from the baja, which is the cheeks of the face, so it suggests that they be equal. Now he gets into linguistics here, right? He says this comes from a word for the cheeks of the face, so they're equals. So if there is a sheikh, and the sheikh who is a alim, who is senior, reports a hadith from his student, and his student is junior, but his student may know a hadith that the sheikh doesn't know. Or he may have got the hadith from somewhere else. But that does not consider that to be mudabbaj. Why mudabbaj is when people who are close to the same status are reporting from each other. Tayyib? But all of that will be under Aqran. Tayyib? So this is why we go back to the usul that every mudabbaj hadith, mudabbaj is what now? Simplifying. Right? Two people who are somewhat contemporary, one may be younger, one may be, but they're about the same, they both report a hadith from each other. That's mudabbaj. Aqran is a broader term than that. In Aqran, people who may have other similarities are reporting from each other that would not be equal. Some people have the same name style, right? We'll talk about this. Some people have just the age issue. Yeah, but age doesn't always necessitate who has more knowledge. So, this is to understand some of the linguistics. Now, I want to make a point that I wrote down in my notes long, long time ago when I was studying a nukhba, not even nusha. And this is why, for me, I'm a big proponent of writing notes in a book. Because I wrote this in a little matan that I had, just a side note. Then later when I typed it up and so on, I transferred it. But alhamdulillah, it benefited me. Even this time when I was about to prepare, I pulled up one of my books, I found that note handwritten, and I realized the benefit of it. Which is that most people, when you talk about mudabbaj, they don't understand the benefit of it. What's the point? But Shaykhuna ibn Uthaymeen, Shaykh Muhammad Salih ibn Uthaymeen, he explained this as my teacher recorded from him. He said that sometimes people forget that a hadith is taken from the sheikh, and the sheikh may have better memory and not have forgotten, and a disciple may take the hadith from a contemporary who's heard it from the sheikh, but they are two different people. What does that mean? So there is a sheikh and he's reporting a hadith, and somebody here, let's say Shaykhuna Ammu Salim, he reports a hadith. And Mukarram and Abdul Rahman are both sitting and they hear the hadith. Tayyib, now, when they report the hadith, when Abdul Rahman reports from Mukarram in one sanad, in another sanad, Mukarram reports from Abdul Rahman. What is the zahir? To somebody who hasn't studied this science, is that somebody switched the sanad, right? Because how can somebody be at the teacher level here and be at the student level here? So this is one thing. When we know who were contemporaries and shared a sheikh and then reported to each other or shared